The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Baruchim Abayim, today we're going to be learning Siman Mem Dalid. The Kitzur calls Din Mayim Achronim Ubirkas HaMazon, the halachas of Mayim Achronim, washing after a meal, and Birkas HaMazon, benching on the meal. Let's see halacha Aleph. B'din Mayim Achronim Harbi Makilim. In the halacha of washing Mayim Achronim, there are many who are makel. There are many who are lenient. Avanochon L'chol Yorei Shemayim Lizar Bohem. But it's proper for a person who is a Yorei Shemayim, who has fear of heaven, to be careful about washing Mayim Achronim. Mayim Achronim is the washing a person does after a meal. There's two reasons for doing it. Because a person's hand should be clean for the sake of benching. He wants to wash his hands to get ready for benching, that they should be clean. And also, the Gemara talks about a melach stomis. There is a type of salt that was common around the area of Sodom in Eretz Yisrael that was considered dangerous. To get that salt in one's eyes, it could cause blindness in one's eyes. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason to be lenient is because that melach sodomis, that type of salt, is not so common among us, so it's not a concern of its danger in our areas. In terms of having one's hands clean for the benching, Mishnah Berurah explains that now we assume that one's hands are not that dirty and they're not so improper for making the benching, because the amount of grease we get in our hands is generally not that bad, that it should be improper to make the bracha. Nevertheless, like the Kitzur says, it's proper to wash Mayim Achronim, because still, even if you don't have this type of salt, there might be other types of salt that would be dangerous to have in our hands. And also, in terms of having the hands clean, it is best to have one's hands completely clean for the bracha. Therefore, the Kitzur says it's proper for someone who has Yirat Shamayim, for someone who has fear of heaven, to be machmer, to be stringent on Mayim Achronim. Although, nevertheless, the common custom was to be lenient about it. The Kitzur continues, Ve'in Tzrichon Litol Ela Ad Perak Sheni Bin Ha'atzbos. One only has to wash Mayim Achronim until the second joint of the finger, meaning the middle of the finger, where there's a joint in the middle of the finger, that's the point a person has to wash Mayim Achronim. V'yashpal Yodav Kodom Shmanagvan. You should lower your hands. One should lower his hands before drying them, let the water drip off, and then he should dry his hands. V'mevarech hu notol barishana. The person who is benching, the person who is doing Birkas HaMazon, he's the one who should wash first. We want that the person who's benching should be ready first for benching by washing Mayim Achronim first. Let's see halacha beis. Ein lotlin al gabe karka. One should not wash Mayim Achronim directly on the ground. B'makom shebnei adam holchin, in a place where people walk. Mipnei sheruach ra shora al mayim elu. Because there is ruach ra on this water. Ruach ra is considered to be a spiritually contaminating existence that comes from different things that a person could have on his hands. It's discussed at the beginning of the halachos. When a person wakes up in the morning, there's ruach ra, there's this spiritually contaminating force on his hands when a person wakes up in the morning. So also, in a similar sense, there is ruach ra, this spiritually contaminating force on the water that a person washes from his hands for the Mayim Achronim. So therefore, a person should not wash Mayim Achronim on the ground because of this ruach ra that will be in the way of people walking. It could cause damage to those who walk over this water, this Mayim Achronim that was washed. Ela yitol l'toch kli. Rather, he should wash into a vessel. On this point, the Mishnah Berurah elaborates. He says two possibilities how to understand why it would help to wash into a vessel. Either it's a spiritual idea that there's no rachra, there's no spiritual contamination when one washes into a vessel. It's only if he washes on the ground. Or alternatively, maybe there is rachra. Maybe you have this spiritual contaminating force when one washes into a keli, into a vessel. But the idea is if he washes into a vessel, he could pour it in a place where people don't walk. So that's a suffix. The two possibilities. The Mishnah Berurah talks about this idea of washing into a keli, into a vessel, to make that there is no rach ra. Or is it that there is rach ra if he washes into a vessel, but he could pour it somewhere where people don't walk? So the Kitzur says he should wash into a keli, into a vessel. Or he should wash under the table. And clearly the idea of washing under the table, it's a place where people don't walk. And eventually, even if someone would at some point go under the table, it would get dried up. And once the area dries up, there would be no harm from the Mayim Acharonim. A menagiv yadav, he has to dry his hands. V'achar kach mevarech birkas hamazon. Then he should do benching. In terms of drying one's hands, there are two opinions brought down in halacha. One opinion is that one does have to dry his hands for the sake of mayim acharonim. There's another opinion that Mishnah Berurah brings down, that one does not have to dry his hands. The concept of drying one's hands, we find by mayim rishonim, by drying your hands, by washing your hands before a meal. When a person washes his hands before a meal, he has to dry his hands then. In terms of washing after a meal, again, the Mishnah Berurah brings on two opinions. Does he have to dry his hands? Clearly, the Kitzur is taking the opinion that a person should dry his hands, even for Mayim Achronim, the washing after a meal. So again, he dries his menagiv yadav v'achar kach mevarech birkas hamazon. He dries his hands, and then he does benching. V'lo yafsik bin hanatila lebirkas hamazon. He should not have any interruption between the washing and the birkas hamazon, and the benching. Once a person washes Mayim Achronim, he should be careful not to do some other activity, not to talk, ideally, until he benches. Let's see halacha gimel. Ein lahasir hamapav halachem, one should not remove the tablecloth and the bread ad la'acha birkas hamazon, until after benching. He should leave the tablecloth and bread on the table. You want specifically the bread should be on the table at the time of benching. The Kitzur explains two ideas behind that. To show that there's an abundance from Hashem, His name should be blessed. Hashem has given us an abundance that we ate and we had extra. It shows a bracha that Hashem gave us so much that we had extra after our meal was over. Elisha the Misharso, like Elisha told his servant in the Pasuk in Malachim, Kicho Amar Hashem Echol Vahosia, that Hashem says you should eat and have extra. This Pasuk is in Malachim Bey's Perek Dalad. And the idea is that it shows an abundance where a person can eat and then he has extra left over. The Kitzur brings another reason, also from that same chapter in Malachim, again Malachim Bey's Perek Dalad. V'od mishum d'habracha in ashora al davar reik. One cannot have a bracha on something which is empty. If a person starts with something that is a source of bracha, the bracha can multiply from there. But he has to initially have some item, which is an item that the bracha can multiply from, and then the bracha will spread from one item to another. Again, v'od mishum tabracha in ashora al davar reik. Bracha cannot rest on something which is empty. Ela kishyesham eze davar. Only when there's something there. When there's something there, the bracha can multiply from that item. K'moshu amar Elisha le'eshas Ovadia, like Elisha said to the wife of Ovadia, mayesh lach babayis, what do you have in the house? That the story with Elisha is that he told this woman he wanted to give her a bracha to have an abundance of oil, so he asked her if she had a jug of oil, and she had one jug, and Elisha made a miracle that the oil multiplied from that one jug and filled up many jugs. But the idea that we're saying in terms of these halachos is if a person has some food, the bracha will spread from there to have an abundance of food. But he wants to have something to start with, therefore he should leave some food on the table, that the bracha should start from that and multiply more. And again, the first reason is also to show that there's an abundance from Hashem, that he had extra food. Let's see halacha dalid. Noagin lahasir es hasakina me'al hashulchan. The custom is to remove the knives off the table kodem birkas hamazon. Before benching, he should take off the knives from the table. Or he should cover the knives. Ki hashulchan doma lemizbeach, because a person's table is like the mizbeach. Umizbeach ne'amar lo sonif alehim barzel. About the mizbeach, it is written in the pasuk, you should not wave iron, you should not use metal instruments on the mizbeach. The Kitzer explains, l'fisha barzel mekatzer yomav shel adam. Because iron is something that shortens a person's life. It's used for warfare, and it takes away people's lives. The mizbeach ma'arich yimei adam. The mizbeach lengthens people's life. It gives a person blessing. He should live a long life. Ve'eno bidin she'yunav hamakatzer al hamarich. It's not proper that you should wave it. You should use something that shortens people's lives, like metal, on something that lengthens people's lives, like the mizbeach. So therefore, one should either remove or cover the knives on the table, because the table is like a mizbeach. We don't want to have metal on the mizbeach, and by extension, therefore, a person's table. The Kitzur continues, v'gam ha'shulchan ma'arich yamav shel adam. A person's table is similar to the mizbeach, because a person's table could lengthen his life. U'mechaper avonosav. It will bring him atonement for his sins, Bachnosas Archim, by bringing in guests. The Kitzur is now explaining why is there a comparison between the Mizbeach and a person's table. Because just like the Mizbeach lengthens a person's life, also the Shulchan lengthens a person's life by doing mitzvahs. And the example the Kitzur gives is Hachnosas Archim. Shigodol kocha shel legima, because the strength of feeding another person is great strength. Shemash v'shchina, because it brings the shchina, it brings the divine presence of Hashem when he feeds other people, when he feeds guests. So that's why a person's table is similar to the mizbeach, because he has certain merits by feeding guests that will lengthen his life, and it's like the mizbeach that lengthens a person's life. The Kitzur continues, v'nagu b'harbi mekomos shelo l'chasosin b'Shabbos v'yomtov. There is a custom in many places not to cover the knives on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Kitzur explains, ki b'chol mechasin oson, because during the weekdays a person covers these knives that again are made to shorten a person's life. Mipnei shein kocho shel esav, because that aspect of metal is considered to be the strength of Esav. Esav's strength was with the swords, with metal. U'b'Shabbos v'yomtov ein satan v'ein pegara. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the satan, these forces that are out to contrast the forces of Klal Yisrael, these forces are not sholeit, they don't have control over us on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Ein satan, the satan does not rule. These forces of those who oppose the Jewish people, the integarah, there's no mishaps on Shabbos and Yom Tov. These forces that are considered to be represented by the metal do not rule over us. Therefore, we're not careful to. One does not have to be careful to cover it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. U'minhagin shel Yisrael Torahi. The custom of the Jewish people is Torah is considered to be a legitimate custom, and therefore the Kitzur is agreeing with this custom that one does not have to cover the knives on Shabbos and Yom Tov, only during the week. And if you remember in Halacha, Simen Mem Aleph, Halacha Vav, also the Kitzur talked about the person's table being like the Mizbeach, and that's why he said a person should bring salt to the table, just like the Mizbeach, the Karbonos, the sacrifices had salt. Also, a person should bring salt to his table. Let's see Halacha Hey. Afilo lo ochal rak kizayis pas, even if a person only ate the size of an olive of bread, again the size of an olive is around the size, let's say, of a golf ball of bread, tzorach levorach birkas hamazon, he has to make the bracha of birkas hamazon. Kitzur, we'll be talking about throughout the discussion of birkas hamazon, that birkas hamazon benching from the Torah is only if a person has the amount that he's satisfied. He's completely satisfied that he ate his fill. For example, the halacha yud aleph, and this siman we'll be talking about eating to the point that one's satisfied is the obligation from the Torah. Nevertheless, if a person ate the size of a kezias, around the size of an olive, he would have to make the bracha of birkas hamazon, the benching, but that's only rabbinic in nature because he didn't eat the amount that he was totally full. Let's see halacha vav. It talks about how a person should make the benching. Lo yavarech me'umad. One should not bench when he's standing. Velo mahalech, and not walking. Ela miyoshev. Rather, he should be sitting. When a person benches, he should be sitting. It will increase his concentration. He'll be able to be more focused on the benching. Even if he was walking in his house when he was eating, he was walking around his house during the meal, or he was standing when he was eating, or if he was reclining. If you remember in Siman Mem Beis, Halacha Beis, the Kitzur said ideally a person should not eat standing, but we're talking about someone who wasn't able to eat in the ideal fashion, that even though he was eating when he was standing, or he was walking when he was eating. So again, v'afilo hayaholich b'toch beso kishu'achal, even if a person was walking when he was eating, oshayo omed omesiv, or he was standing, or he was omesiv, or he was reclining when he ate. Kishetzorach levarech tzorach leishiv, when he needs to make the bracha, he should sit. He should sit for the benching. In order to have the proper concentration during the benching. The Kitzur explains, why shouldn't the person be reclining when he benches? A person should not be reclining because that's considered to be arrogance. It's considered to be more humble when a person is sitting up. And therefore, he should sit up for the benching. Rather, the person should sit as opposed to walking or standing or reclining. He should sit. The Yilvash Malbash Elyon, he should wear his most upper garment, which in the way we just would be considered to be like a jacket. The person should wear the outer garment to show respect for the benching. The Gaminiyach Hakova Barosho, also he should put a hat on his head. He should have the fear of heaven. Even though the person is wearing a yarmulke, it would show more humility to wear a hat for the sake of benching. So therefore, the Kitzur is of the opinion that the person should wear a hat, and he should wear the upper garment, which is like a jacket, for the sake of benching, to show respect for the benching. The Yorer HaKavana, he should arouse in himself having the proper concentration. He should make the bracha with reverence, that when he thanks Hashem for the meal, he should have the proper respect and reverence when he makes the bracha. He should not engage in any activity at the time of his benching. He shouldn't do anything that will distract him, let's say stacking the dishes or doing some activity that will take away his concentration from the benching. In Halacha, in Siman Vav earlier, Halacha Aleph, the Kitzur also talked about this idea that a person making a bracha should not have any distractions and therefore he should not do any activities during the time he's making a bracha. And the general idea here is that a person should have the proper concentration, the proper reverence for the sake of the bracha. He should be sitting and focused on the bracha, not doing any other activities. Let's see, Allah Chazayin. Noagin shehashomim onin amen. The custom is that those who are listening answer amen. La'acha harachamon should be birkas hamazon. After the harachamon in birkas hamazon, that there's a series of requests that start with the word harachamon towards the end of benching. So the custom is to say amen after each of those requests of the harachamons. Mishum de'isa b'medrash, because there's a source in the medrash, in the rabbinic literature. If a person hears another person who's davening for something, he's speaking to Hashem and asking for something, or if he's giving a bracha to a fellow Jew, even if he doesn't mention the name of Hashem, he has to answer amen on that bracha or on that tefillah to show that he's affirming the bracha or the tefillah. So therefore, because we have these series of harachamons, one should answer amen after each of those requests at the end of benching that start with the word harachamon. Let's see halacha ches. Avar, a person transgressed the halacha, he wasn't careful about the halacha. Tashav melevarach birkas hamazon, and he waited from benching, he didn't bench immediately, and he waited a significant time for benching, ad shir ikol, until the time that the meal was digested. The Kitzur explains how long that is. Dehainu shemaskal lihios ra'ev. He's starting to be hungry again. He waited so long that even though he was full from his meal, he started to feel hungry again. Ein lo ot takana levarich. He doesn't have any recourse to be able to bench, to make benching, that a person sort of loses the bracha of Birkas HaMazon. He's not able to bench once he is hungry. He's waiting enough time that he's hungry from the meal that he doesn't feel full from the meal that he just ate. Yesh omim deshir ikol hu shav v'chomesh. There are those that say the amount of time that a meal is digested is an hour and a fifth, 72 minutes. Therefore, a person should be careful to bench within 72 minutes. The Mishnah Berurah explains in terms of this halacha that 72 minutes is the amount of time a person has to bench. According to the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, that would only be by someone who ate an achila mu'etzes. He ate a small amount of food. He was really never full even initially. If the person wasn't even full initially, then he would have 72 minutes to bench. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, if he was actually full, even if 72 minutes pass, if he still feels that feeling of being full, even after 72 minutes, he would still be allowed to bench. So again, the Kitzur is giving the shiur amount of time is 72 minutes, but according to the Mishnah Berurah, that would only apply if the person never felt full initially. But if he felt full initially, he could bench as long as he still has the feeling of being full. The Kitzur continues, "Umikol makom b'seudos gedolos." But nevertheless, at these large meals, these large banquets, lefamim yoshvim ben ha'achila lebirkas hamazon. Sometimes they will sit between the eating and the benching. Yosh mizman zeh. There'll be more time than 72 minutes between the eating and the benching. If it's a long meal and there's a long break between the end of the meal and the benching, it could be more than 72 minutes. The Kitzur defends that practice. V'ayinu mipnei shegam b'intayim. That's because in the meantime, oskim b'shtia, they're involved in drinking. Upar peros, they're having like appetizers or side dishes or side foods after the main meal is over. So therefore, even though the meal is effectively over, as long as they're still drinking and having some smaller dishes, they would still be allowed to bench. But the Kitzur adds, "Mikol makom hanochon shelo l'shaus harbe." But nevertheless, the proper practice is not to wait a long time. That even by these large meals, ideally, once the meal is over, they should try to make the benching as close as possible to when the meal is effectively over. Let's see halacha tes. Avav v'yotzam imkomo kodem shabirich birkas hamazon. If a person transgressed the halacha and he left his place before he made birkas hamazon. We learned before in Simon Membe's halacha yates, a person should not leave his place before benching. So the kitzur talks about what happens if a person has left his place, left the place he was eating before he benches. Is he allowed to bench in the place that he left to? Is he allowed to bench in the new place? So the kitzur says, "Em yesh lo b'makom shuvusham." If he hasn't in the new place that he is in, k'tas pas. If he has a little bit of bread, if he has the size of a kazai, the size of an olive of bread to eat there, yochal sham. He should eat there. Ve'ein sarach levarach olav birkas hamotzi. He does not need to make the bracha of hamotzi, as we discussed previously in the halachas of shini makom, in terms of going from one place to another. In terms of bread, all opinions agree one does not need to make the bracha of hamotzi again if he goes from one place to another. So therefore the kitzur is saying in his new place, he does not need to make the bracha of hamotzi again. Divarch achar kach birkas hamotzi sham. He should make benching afterwards. In this new place, if he had a kazayas of bread to eat, he can bench there in the new place. Vim ein lo sham pas klal, if he does not have any bread there in the new place that he went to, tzarech la'asa lumkomo levarech, he needs to return to his place to do benching. A person should go back to his place if he doesn't have any bread that he could eat in the new place. He must go back to the old place. V'imurocha kol kach, if he's so far away, sheish lochush, that there's a concern, she'ad she'yachzer lemkomo, that until the time he goes back to his place, yishah hashir ikol, maybe the amount of time that the food is digested will pass. Maybe so much time will pass by the time he gets back that he will lose the bracha because the food will get digested. Again, the kitzur mentions that being 72 minutes, but according to Mishnah Berurah, we have a little bit more time that as long as he still feels full from the meal. The kitzur himself mentioned that idea that as long as he still feels full, he can bench. So if more time than that passes, would potentially pass by the time he goes back to his place, Yivarach b'makom shusham. He should make the bracha where he is. If he's going to lose the bracha by going back because the shir ikol, the amount of time that the food is digested, will pass, he should therefore make the bracha on the place that he is. The Mishnah Berurah mentions an opinion. If a person left his place b'shogeg, unintentionally, he didn't realize that he was supposed to make the bracha in his place. He made a mistake. And then he realizes after he left that he forgot to bench, that he should have benched in his original place. Now he finds himself in a new place having forgotten to bench. If there's a tremendous need, the Mishnah Berurah says a person may make the bracha in the new place. In the case where the person's a shogeg, that he just forgot to bench, he wasn't aware of the need to bench, he just forgot himself, and he finds himself in a new place, and if there's a particular need, the Mishnah Berurah is lenient, he can make the bracha in the new place. If there's not a particular need, and even if the person was a shogeg, he did it unintentionally that he left his place, still he should go back to his original place, even like this opinion that the Mishnah Berurah is quoting. And by all opinions, ideally a person should do his best to remember and make the benching in his original place before he leaves. Let's see Halacha Yod. B'Shabbos Shechaba Rosh Chodesh. On a Shabbos, which is also a day of Rosh Chodesh, or Yom Tov, or it's a day of Yom Tov, or Chol HaMoed, or it's Chol HaMoed, a Shabbos that has one of these other days that falls out on it, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed. Orim Techila Ritzei, first one says the addition of Ritzei for the sake of the Shabbos. V'achar kach Yalev Yavo, then you should say the addition of Yalev Yavo for that day of Rosh Chodesh, or the Yom Tov of the Chol HaMoed. Mipnei Shah Shabbos Todir, because Shabbos is something which is more, Todir is more common. Shabbos is an event which occurs more commonly than Rosh Chodesh, which is only one or two days a month. At the beginning of a month, or Yom Tov, or the Chol HaMoed, in the intermediate days of Yom Tov, do not fall out as frequently. So the rule is, anytime something is more tard, is more frequent, it has kedima, has precedence to the other event. So again, mepnei shabbos tadir, because Shabbos is something which is more frequent, umakudash, is more holy, yosem mehem, more than the other days. That the rule is, something that has which is more tadir, something which is more common, or is more makudash, is so to speak more holy than something else, will have precedence to the other thing. So Shabbos is holier than even Yom Tov, because Shabbos is all malachos, all the 39 malachos of Shabbos are prohibited. On Yom Tov, there are certain malachos, certain activities done for the sake of food preparations, which are mutter. So Shabbos is considered to be more holy than even Yom Tov. Certainly it's more holy than Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh, which doesn't have such strong restrictions in terms of doing malacha. So therefore Shabbos is considered to be more makudish, more holy than Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, and for sure more holy, in a certain sense, than Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, one says, would say, before Yalav Yavah, by all these occasions. Let's see, Halacha Yud Alef. Misha Shashakach, someone that forgot. V'nistapik lo im birach birkas hamazon olo. He has a doubt if he made the birkas hamazon or not. He's not sure if he made birkas hamazon. Im hu savea, if he's satisfied. The Kitzur adds parenthetically, da'oz birkas hamazon da'orai. So then the benching is from the Torah law, like we discussed. From the Torah, if one is satisfied, he must do benching. Tzorach levarach pam shinis, he must make the bracha again. The rule is, anytime a person has a doubt about doing a mitzvah from the Torah, if he's not sure if he did the mitzvah, he must do it again. So therefore, because benching is from the Torah, if he's satisfied, so if he's not sure if he benched and he was satisfied, he must bench again. V'chinim nirdam b'shina b'emtza birkas hamazon. Also, someone that fell asleep in the middle of benching, he's not sure where he is in his benching. B'kishahekitz, when he woke up from his sleep, eni yodea hechan pasak, he doesn't know where he finished benching. He's not sure what point he was in when he fell asleep, where he was up to in his benching. Tzorach lasa l'rosh birkas hamazon. He must go back to the beginning of birkas hamazon, to the beginning of benching, because since he's not sure which brachas he made, he must repeat again any brachas he's not sure that he made during the benching. The Mishnah Berurah just adds in terms of this last thing, if a person fell asleep in the middle of benching, if he's sure he made certain brachos, he does not repeat those brachos. He just goes back to the point that there are brachos he's not sure he repeated. There are brachos he's not sure that he said. He must repeat them because he's obligated in benching from the Torah, because he was satisfied because he ate the shear of Sviya, the amount that he was satisfied. So whether it's someone that's not sure he benched, or he fell asleep and he's not sure which brachas he made, he must repeat any brachas that he's not sure if he made, if he's obligated in benching from the Torah because he was satisfied. The ishash nistabka and bircha olo, a woman who has a doubt if she made birkas hamazon or not, she does not need to make the bracha a second time. Because by a woman, there's a doubt in the Gemara, is a woman obligated in benching from the Torah or not? There's different explanations why a woman should not be obligated in benching from the Torah. Either because benching is predicated on getting a portion of Eretz Yisrael, and the portions of Eretz Yisrael were primarily given to the male descendants, therefore a woman would be exempted because she didn't get a part in Eretz Yisrael, or because benching is linked with the Bris Milah, and the obligation of Talmud Torah that we mentioned in the second bracha of benching, a woman don't have bris milah or the obligation to learn Torah. So therefore, a woman who's not sure if she benched would not bench again, because it's not clear that she has an obligation from the Torah to bench. In terms of these halachos, if you look on the website of Kitzur 365, there's a video about Mayim Achronim, and there's also an article about the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchem.